Today's daf is Tamura Daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Amid Beis, as we started the Masechta last time. The new world of Maseches Tamura, Hakol Memirin, the Perek, and we discussed who was able to be Memir, and its relationship to Smicha, that was yesterday's daf, which we had that connection again in the past. The personal element of Tamura and Smicha has to be yours. What about a Yoresh? What about partners? The Machlokas Tanaim that we had related to that. Then the Gemara went into, what about a Katan? What about a Goy? The Gemara had an unanswered question about a Katan and had it into Psalomar. What about a Goy? So we're still into that. We know a Goy, a non-Jew, can be Makdish a Karban. The question is, does it have the same status in terms of all the laws of Karbanas of other Karbanos? That's what the Gemara says. It's not subject possibly to Pigel, Noser, and Tameh. Right? It goes back to the, we had a Mishnah back in Maseches Zvachim, related to the status of a Karban of a non-Jew. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph, Kadshe Ovdei Kachavim, Ein Chayavan Aleh Mishim Pigel, Noser, and Tameh. Vashochtan Bachutz Pater, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Bechayev, so Machlokas Tanaim really there. That's the classic source for this, but the Gemara here is going to quote what the Gemara says there as well. What is missing from a karban of an akum? What about Me'ila? Right, the Mishnah is a Machlokas about Pikunos Vatame. What about Me'ila? So here we go. Says the Gemara Amar Rava Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya from the Tosefta in Zvachim, which is quoted there also in Zvachim Adaf Memhei. Tashma, the Tanya Kachi of the Kachavim, or Tanya Kachi Kachavim, Lo Nanim Velo Malin. Kachi of the Kachavim, a karban that was hukdash by a non-Jew. There is an Isser of Hana'ah, Lo Nehenin. We'll talk about that. Velo Malin. But there is no karban of Me'ila if one does violate. Ve'ein chayavan aleim shempigol knows v'tamei. And that karban, if a Kohen is makrevit with a machshav is pigol, if it's left over, Tamei, all these Yisurim do not apply, which somehow then reflects that it's not the same status of Kedusha as a Karban of a Yehudi. Ein Osit Tamura, and it cannot create Tamura of Ein Mevi'in Mesachim, and Nesachim are not brought, as we saw last time, Aval Karbanotah Nesachim, Devei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that he is not chayav to bring a sachim, but his karban has to bring a sachim, right? It did in the karban, as we mentioned, it did in the gavra. That is Rabbi Shimon's shita. Amar Rabbi Yossi, bekulan ani roe lahachmir. All of them, I am roe lahachmir, meaning to treat the karban of a non-Jew just like a karban of a Jew. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Says the Rashi, bekulan ani roe lahachmir, delonenin umolin v'chayavan olim shebekaros v'tamei kishar kachim, except for Nesachim, Rashi is Davada Ein Mevi, and they don't bring Nesachim. But now the Brisa continues. Bamed, Ramamurim, this is going back on the Tanakama. When does the Tanakama say that there is no Me'ila Bakachim Izbeach? By Kachim Izbeach, if the Goy is Makdish Egg Karban. Ava Bakachim Bedekabayas, Molin Boheb. But by Kachim Bedekabayas, if the Goy is Makdish Damim, so then there's Me'ila, even by the Bedekabayas of a Goy. So that's the Brisa, that's the Tosefta from Zvachim. But what do you see in the Lashon of the Tanakama, Ktani Mia, Ein Osin Tamura, right? There is no Isser of Tamura, and that's what we're trying to prove, right? Is there going to be the concept of Tamura when it comes to the Goy? Do we say that the Goy can be Mamers? That was our Ibaya, right? We're building on the Katan. What about a Goy? So doesn't this prove that there is no Tamura when it comes to a non-Jew's Karban? So the Gemara says, no, Rami Rechama. So how could Rami Rechama even have the Suffolk if we have a Beferish Tosefta that says no? So no, says Rami the Gemara. Behikdash ove gochavim l'skaber ove gochavim l'kumi boili. If a Goy was Makdash a Karban for a Goy, then for sure, Ein Osin Tamura. That wasn't the Shaila that was being spoken about by Rami Rechama. That's what the Brisa talks about. A total Goy, right? That's not going to come to Tamura. And Rashi adds, based on the Sfar that we just said, Ho Avalo Asila Chal Onshin. He never reaches the level of Onshin. Tamura is an Avera, and it's in the world of Onshin. So that's why that's not the Shaila. Ki Kami Boili Behikdish Ove Kochavim Umiskaper Be Yisrael. The Shaila is that if a Goy is Makdish it for a Yisrael, He wanted, he has a friend who was the Yisrael, and he wants the Yisrael to be able to use the carbon and get kapara and get credit for it. That's the Shaila. Basar Makdash Aslina. By Tmura here, do we go by the Makdash? The Makdash is a non-Jew, and therefore it would not be subject to Tmura. O Basar Miskapar Aslina. Who do you go by the Miskapar, the one who was used for? And therefore, Kivan Rashi quotes, Shehufrash Litzarcho, Karina Be Karbano. Right, it's enough to be called Karbano, and there would be an Isser of Temuras. The Gemara says, Tifshal Emidu Rabbi Avo. So, the Shaila is, do you go by the Makdash or the Miskaper? We're going to say, maybe we can prove it from Rabbi Avo, because Rabbi Avo says, Dabar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaMakdash Mosef Chomesh, UMiskaper Ose Temura. Right, in the context here of Rabbi Avahu, the one who is Makdash, it has to add on the Chomesh, and the one who is Miskaper is Osa Tzmura, so it's Beferish. V'atorim Mishalo Ashal Chaveiro, Tov Asana Shalo. And if I are Torim Mishalo Truma Al Shal Chaveiro, so then Tov Asana Shalo, then I get to choose who I give it to. But again, you see from here that the Miskaper is Osa Tzmura, so it's Beferish again. So isn't this open and shut? The Gemara answers again, no, maybe not. Maybe that's not exactly talking about our case. Omar Lay, or the Shiva Gubet says, has a little different gear, so, but either way, Omar Lay Hasam, who da'asi mikoach Yisrael. If it comes mikoach Yisrael, so the Makdish and the Miskaper are both Jews, so then you could say it's different than the Makdish being a guy. Hasam, who da'asi mikoach Yisrael, mishum haki as linan basar Miskaper. Fahavi lay tchilas of esofo b'yad Yisrael. There it's all b'yad Yisrael, so that could be different than our case. Because even if it's the Miskaper you go by, but the Makdash might have some role, might have a creation of the Kedusha while the Miskaper continues the Kedusha, but it couldn't, might not be the same. Ki aval hacha, hachi yami vayelai. The Shaila here is, mi bi'ina mitchila v'atzof, de teku bereshus ma'da avit tmura. Maybe it's not the same. Maybe if the Goy is Makdash, even if the Jew is Miskaper, it's not the same thing. So therefore, teku, we do not have an answer to that. So the question, again, about the Gemara seems to say that by a Goy, for sure, there is no Tmura, and by a Goy being Makdish and a Jew being Miskaper, so that is an unanswered question. If you look in the Rambam, how we alluded to this last time, but if you look in the Rambam in terms of Psak, the Rambam in the first parak of Tmura, quotes, parak Aleph, Halacha Vav, Ein Kadshe Goyim Osin Tmura Min HaTorah. Kadshe Goyim do not make a Tmura. Cannot be mumar. Avo midivrei sofrim shagoy shehemir haizit tmura. So number one, that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that the kachim of a goy, we look, our Gemara sounds like kachim goy totally excluded. The Rambam says kachim goyim are included midrabanan. Avo midivrei sofrim shagoy shehemir haizit tmura. Number one. Number two, the Rambam quotes the case hikdish agoy shebehema sheyiskaper by Yisrael vehemir by goy harizu suffik tmura. That's a suffik tmura. So that is okay or it's not okay. The Raiva, the other no sekelim wonder. One second. Even the Gemara that have this suffik, what was the Gemara talking about? If a goy is makdish and the Jew is miskaper, is there tmura? If who does tmura? If the goy does tmura or if a Jew does tmura on this carbon? So that's not clear. The Rambam obviously feels that it's talking about a case where the goy himself does tmura. The goy could create tmura on this type of carbon as long as possibly the Jew is being miskaper. Rivid, Amar Avram, Shibushim Yesh Kan. This is a problem. Shahagoy ain osa tmura klau. Lo bishalova, lo bishal Yisrael. A goy can't make tmura. You know what the Rambam's talking about? The whole Shiloh wasn't about that. Aval Yisrael shehemir bakarban shehikdish goy. Liskaber ba Yisrael zeh osafik. Says the Rivid, the only suffix is a Jew's doing tmura on this type of carbon, not a goy's power. That was never under discussion. The Rama obviously feels that it was, that the goy has the power of tmuras, which is fascinating. Right? Could a goy make any other kind of chalos? Right? Could a goy make a truma on a daraisa level? Could a goy create any other? So again, the Rama must feel that the goy could create hektish. That's the din. Could create hektish on a daraisa level, but it has some status daraisa, even though it is limited in terms of the details of the halacha. But the Rambam at least has that suffix that the whole discussion here is about a goy being meimir, not a Jew being meimir, a goy being meimir. So this is the Ravid and the long Mari Kirkus here. The Kesef Mishnah here discusses The dvarim mevuarin bereish tmura. The einam sosrim devar rabenu. Tikal meimer hasam midaraisa. The devar sosrim guy meimer. First of all, the whole discussion here could be about daraisa, but the Rambam is talking about the rabbanan. So there's no problem. And the second shita, he had a different understanding of the Gemara. Right? That's the Rambam Raivid Kesef Mishnah. Long Mari Kirkus, Lechem Mishnah, but that's an important day of the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. So again, unanswered question. At least this detail. So we have Katan, we have Goy. And again, it's a question about Goy, it's a question about Tamura, exactly how to understand it. So Amar Mar, says the Gemara. Now we're quoting different parts of this Raisa to darshan it a little deeper. Kachim is Ovdei Kochavim, Lonen and Velo Moalin. What the Gemara often says when you have this phrase, that means there's an issa d'rabbanan to get hana'ah from it, but there is no me'ila d'araisa regarding karban and avera and chomesh. That's lo nenin, really a d'araisa level. You can be nenin, but lo nenin midrabbanan. So my time, why is that? Why is this? We'll see in a second. Tosas, even though before that, wonders in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, Hikshur Rabbi Yaakov, why do you have to interpret it that way here? Maybe you could have an exclusion of Mi'ila, but still have an Isser Hana, Midaraisa. The Hikshur Rabbi Yaakov, Lama Lana Lomar Derabbanani, Dilma Midaraisahi. Maybe it's Daraisa. Once we know, ask Tosas, once we know that a guy can be Makdish a Karban, so why wouldn't there be an Isser Hana? Kiva the Marbina Mi Ish Ishinodrin Ovde Gochavim Ki Yisrael. Right, we know that a goy could be Makdish a Karban on a Da'oraisa level. So maybe there's an Isser Hana Da'oraisa separate from the Isser of Me'ila. Tikahai Gavna, because that's what we say. Omar, we say Me'ila Dav Zayin. Bishalma Yisrael Zalonenin Da'oraisa Diava Gav De'in Beha Me'ila. Right, there is no, there can be this middle status. There can be an Isser Da'oraisa on a Karban, even though there isn't an Isser of Me'ila. There are many Isser Hana in the world that are not related to Me'ila, right? The Isra Hana of Abasa Bechalav and Isra Hana of Arla, other Isra Hana. So this happens to be a Karban, but maybe there could be an Isra Hana even though there is no Me'ila. So answers Tosfos, no. The Yesh Sarech Lomar, because of the context, Kivan Deim Behan Kedusha, Le'in Yipikol Notzer V'Tameh, if we already know it's limited in so many other halachas, Pikol Notzer V'Tameh, Ein Bo Kedusha Nami Le'inyin Hana Daraisa. So if we already are tipped off, the Gemara is going to say soon, and we mentioned it already, it's already excluded from Pikul Nosar and Tameh, so we assume there's something inferior about the Kedusha, and therefore there's not going to be an Isser D'Araisa at all, no Isser Hana. The Sfas Emes has a different answer, a couple of Sfas Emes points on today's daf. First one, the Sfas Emes knows, maybe the Nir Eliyashev, Tosis's question, he says, even though sometimes you could have an Isser D'Araisa, eat me, come makom, kat she'akom. What's the source that we're about to quote? The source is chet chet mitruma. The comparison is to truma. Just like a guy is excluded from truma, he's excluded from kachim. There he's totally excluded. So just like by truma, he is totally excluded on a daraisa level. So to here, that's the svara says as vasemes why the Gemara automatically assumes that once there's no meila, there is no issa daraisa at all because we're about to quote the makar, the Xerus Shavah. Good. So my time, and back to the Gemara. So my time, dichsiv kisimo mal v'chata bishgaga. The pasuk says by meila. Again, as we've noted, it doesn't say anywhere, beferish, don't be mo'el. It doesn't say that anywhere. We learned it out from the Karban Me'ila that there's an Isser of Me'ila. But there's a discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly is this makar for the Isser of Me'ila. So, nevesh kisim omal v'chat abishkaga. V'yal finan chet chet mitruma. And we have Xerus Shavah from Truma, u'bitruma ksiv v'nei Yisrov, lo v'lo v'kochavim. Xerus Shavah from Truma. And just like by Truma, a guy is excluded. So to a goy is excluded from our case of Me'ila. The Ein Chayav Alam Shibikonos V'Tame Dichsev Ba'Betuma. Same thing. It says by Tuma Daber Al Aron V'Banav V'Yinazu Mikachi B'nei Yisrael V'Lo Yichalu Hashem Kachi V'Gomer. That's by Tuma V'Yolav Nosar Chilu Chilu Mituma. And these are always compared. These three Nosar we compare to Tuma Dichsev Gabi Tuma B'nei Yisrael V'Lo Yichalu V'Gomer Dichsev Gabi Nosar V'Ochlav Avono Yisa Ki Es Kodesh Hashem Chilel. So V'Lo Yichalu and Chilel. Same Makar. V'yalav pigol Avon avon minosar, dechziv gabi pigol vanefesha ocheles menu avona tisa, vechziv abinosar, vachlav avono yisak, yeskoda shem chilel. So by all those, chilelos vetame are all interlocked, those three are always connected, vikulu b'nei Yisrael, lo v'kochavim. And by all of them we will say only b'nei Yisrael and not of v'kochavim, because they're all compared to truma. Ultimately, right? Ultimately, Me'ila is compared to Truma, and the others are also, Pikonos Vatame, are also compared to Truma and Tuma, Vechul. This Fasemis also wonders and says, what we have a separate makar here to exclude a goy from Pikonos Vatame. As the Fasemis, actually, we'll get to that Sfasemis in a couple minutes. Let's just wait one moment. Veinos and Tzmura. But the Gemara continues after saying that it's excluded from Pikonos Vatame, so it's also not the carbon of a goy cannot create Tzmura, as we said. Dichsiv lo yachlifenu, or he can create Tzmura. Lo yachlifenu velo yamir. Fiksiv bereish inyan, dabero b'nei Yisrael. So going back there in Bichukosai, we have the earlier pasuk that starts off with Daber B'nai Yisrael, and that is going on not only on Arachin, according to this day, but it's going on everything afterwards, including Temura. It is a little unusual. We know every Masechta in Shas has its own language, its own character. So here, Temura and some of the Masechtas in Kachim, really, Temura and Krisus, as we will see. So it's somewhat unusual for the Gemara to quote, V'kasev B'reish Inyan. Right, it's quoted at the beginning of the Inyan. That's not such a common lashon. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, Shita is a little different. Bereish Inyan Ditzmura. Right, even a little adding another word. Gemara doesn't usually talk like that. Okay, but the Gemara here has this formulation. Or Lishnachrina, another formulation of how do you know Ein Os and Tzmura. Venos and Tzmura, my time, the Is Kisha Tzmuras Behema Lomaiser Behema. Because we compare Tzmuras Behema to Meiser Behema. Right, and Maisa Behema is also in the same context. Maisa Behema, the Maisa Dagon. And Maisa Behema is also compared to Maisa Dagon, by Maisa Dagon Ksiv, and by Maisa Dagon it says, Ki es Maaser b'nei Yisrael, Ashirim al-Hashem b'nei Yisrael, v'lo of the Kochavim. Special limud, that they're not included. V'ein mevi nesachim, and they don't bring nesachim as we saw earlier. Av al-Karbano, to nesachim, de Rabbi Shimon. Fine, that's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. So here is this Fasemis. Fasemis wonders, on this, we have a separate makar to exclude goyim from Meiser Dagon, then Meiser Behema, and then Tzmura as compared to Meiser Behema. Ask the Sfasemis. L'chara kashali, hakeshala Meiser Dagon, mikra de b'nei Yisrael, te mehechi tesi l'chai of Meiser Behema, v'dagon ba'akum. Why would I have thought that a goy is chayav in these mitzvahs? You need a makar to tell me that a goy is excluded from Meiser Dagon and Meiser Behema, and then Tzmura, again, Tzmura is the Avera. But why would I have thought the Goy is included? To call a mitzvah, slow nemerach, lebnei Yisrael. Mitzvahs were only given. You don't have a makar that a Goy is excluded from tefillin, from tzitzis, from other mitzvahs, from keeping other aim. You don't have a makar. Mitzvahs are given to Jews. Sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach. Those seven categories are for bnei Noach. But why would you need a makar to exclude Goyim from these mitzvahs, from Meiser Dagon and Meiser Behema? Lo nemru, rak le b'nei Yisrael, rak, makovenes the dava, rabbi nukra, me ish ish, u maiser behema, lesa b'nei dava. And you can't have it, so what do you need a makar for? The efsher lomar, de belav kra, right, says the Sfasemis, maybe without the pasuk, I would have said the opposite. Kiva, de tzmura, noeg ba'akum, kumo kala karbanos, memela iskish, maiser nami le tzmura. Once you know that a goy can bring a karban, then maybe a goy could included in Tzmura, right? And that's why? Because Tzmura is like carbon. That's a part of the detail of a carbon. V'ner v'akam b'kulu. So go the opposite direction. It's included in carbon, Tzmura, and then Ma'aser Behema to Tzmura, and then Ma'aser Behema. I would have said the opposite line. So that's why you need the pasuk to start it from the opposite side. There is no Ma'aser Dagon, so there is no Ma'aser Behema, so then you would exclude Tzmura as well. Miu v'tosis, he quotes tosis at the beginning of the Second American Kedushin, mashma dekra v'maiser dagon m'maid reb shimin akum afilu b'tua shevi yishlish v'yad Yisrael. Maybe that's the chiddush. Even if it grew while it was owned by a Jew, avo ba'akum mamash ein sarak kra klal. But it could be that you don't need a pasuk for a maiser dagon of an akum at all. L'fizeh asi shaper tfei sugi d'hach aliva d'rabanan. So maybe our Gemara is going to put d'rabanan, not Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon would say, you don't need a pasuk. for Akum Mamish. Becholu and Tosfos continues. Okay. Good. So we know the Shavu Mitzvahs by Noach, they themselves have Makoris in the Torah. Right? The Sasema says you don't need a Makor to exclude going from the others, like we saw on the last daf. Right? We quoted from the Gilyon Hashas and Tosfos in Avodah Zarah on Daf Hey, that the goyim are not included in the Baal Ta'acher, right? So why would you need, why would you have that possibility, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah? And generally, goyim are not included. Are goyim allowed to do mitzvos? So that we discussed, goyim are allowed to do mitzvos except for two. The Gemara says that the goyim cannot learn Torah, and the goyim, are not allowed to keep Shabbos. Those are the only two. Interestingly, as we've noted, the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim puts those two in the same halacha. The same halacha. Why? Because the Rambam says these two mitzvos, and what is unique about these two? So the Rambam writes, these two mitzvos are defining in terms of the religion. A guy, Ben Noach, has one of two choices. Either he could have the religion of a Ben Noach, or he could have the religion of a Yehudi. But he can't have something in the middle, something different. So that's the Rambam's Chiddush, that Shabbos and Torah, those two are defining to a person that if a person starts doing them, that would already be a different religion. A Ben Noach who learns Torah, Ben Noach keeps Shabbos, he's a different type of Ben Noach. Different type of Das, right? You can't be Mechadish Das, the language of the Rambam, and that's why those two are excluded. But all the mitzvahs can. The Radvaz there in Malachim says, maybe not tefillin that are Mosif Kedusha, adding on tefillin and mezuzah, maybe a few others are added on to. It's not a good idea. It's not an isser. It doesn't say it in the Gemara, but that's the Radvaz, is Hosafa, then maybe certain mitzvahs that are Mosif Kedusha, with Shem Hashem, so maybe those are also should be discouraged. Good. So that is a little bit of my Ma'aser Dog and Ma'aser Behema. And now we continue. Says the Gemara, quoting the next line of the Brisa, Ve'ein mevi nesachim aval karbanot, toi nesachim de'v Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that a goy does not bring nesachim, but his karban requires nesachim. Minani mili detana rabbanon, Ezrach mevi nesachim. The Pasuk in Parshas Shlach, that where Nesachim are mentioned, remember after the Meraglim, Hashem wanted to give a little Nechama to the Meraglim, and therefore he mentioned the Sugya, the topics of Nesachim and Chala. Those two are mentioned. We've quoted in the past the thought of Rav Zevin. Why Dafka those two? It talks about Nesachim are pouring, and Chala is lifting up, being Mafresh Chala, the symbol of bringing down Kedusha into the world, and bringing up ourselves to the Shamayim, to the Kedusha, and the Nesachim symbolizes going down, because Nisuch are poured down, while Chala Tarimu Truma, lifting up, the two ways that Kedusha can be achieved is either by bringing ourselves up or bringing the Kedusha down. But either way, that's Nesachim. So Ezrach may be Nesachim, and you don't think Ochama might be Nesachim, so a guy cannot bring Nesachim. Yachal lo tehe olas of tu'una Nesachim. You might think his animal doesn't need Nesachim, tamalomar kacha. No, Nesachim have to be kacha, it's li'kufa, and therefore it needs Nesachim. The Mishnah in Shkalim says, so, okay, so who pays for it? If a guy doesn't bring Nesachim, who pays for it? So it comes from the Kasli Tzibor. Comes from Tzibor. The Mishnah says in Shkalim, in the seventh parak, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Bezdin. Vize Echon Mehen, Nachri Sheshalach Olaso Mimedina Sayam, Vishalach Ima Nesachin. If he said Nesachim, Rabbi Shimon holds Kraven Mishalo. Vim Lav Kraven Mishal Tzibor. And if not, the Tzibor has to give the Nesachim and their Be'ah. So does this mean literally he says the Nesachim? Rashi here has two days. Two days here. What if maybe it means the demay of Nesachim? Could a guy send the Dumim? Maybe he can't send the Nesachim themselves. Maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim. That Mishnah sounds like he can. But that's what the, if you look in Rashi here, Rashi says, has two days here relating to the Nesachim of a guy. Velishach read the Kazim Bisfarim, Velokasidi goes to Gersos. Ha Ezrach, Kagon Yisrael, maybe Nesachim Afil Bifne Atzman. Benote Kochavim, maybe Nesachim Bifne Atzman. Yachol Lote Olaso Tuna Nesachim, Alamar Kachla Vikuba Devadai, Karbonoton Nesachim Afil Mishalo, the Bekalamine, Demei Nesachim. So there is a discussion whether the guy could bring, send the Dumim, and how do you work out that Mishnah in Shkala. Good. Amar Reb Yossi. And it relates to the Havamina that we had on yesterday's daf, where Tosfos explained on the bottom of a Beis Aman Aleph, Karbanovlo Vikachavim, right? What do you need the Limud for to exclude? We already know that his Karban, he cannot do smicha. So we mentioned there already that maybe his carbon requires smicha, but he just can't do it. So the same thing here, the same type of chiluk. By nesachim, his carbon here, it's paschal maskana, that it needs nesachim, even though he is not mechuyif. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'adun the Gemara, ro'ani b'kol lahachmir. Rabbi Yossi says, I think in all these halachas of kachi akum, l'chumra. My time up, meaning I think it has the status of a kachi Yisrael. Lashem ksiv behu. Right, it says Lashem, and therefore that could include all of these halachas. Next line of the Braisa. Only by Kachim Mizbeach do we say that a goy's carbon is not subject to Me'ila. But by Bedek Habayis, it is subject to Me'ila. My taima, t'chi gamrinan Me'ila chet chet mitruma dumi de truma. Because you only have the Gzer Shava as compared to truma. Truma has Kedushas Aguf. So by Kedushas Aguf, it is excluded. The Kaddish Kedushas Aguf, Aval Bekedushas Bedek Habayis, the Kedushas Damim, lo. But by Kachim Bedek Habayis, that's different. That's not included in the Gzer Shava Liftar, and therefore it would be subject to Me'ila. The Sfas Emes wonders about the circular nature. So what's going to happen? A goy is going to be makdish damim, kdushas something to the kdushas damim. Let's say money. So that's going to be subject to me'ila. And then you're going to buy a carbon with it. So now this is kdushas aguf. Then it's going to lose this kdusha. It's not going to be subject to me'ila. Right? It's circular. Right? Because how is it paka? How is it paka? Again, says the Sfas Emes. Again, a number of Sfas Emes is here on today's daf. The akum is makdish money. That's pretty far fetched. You have money, and then right when you buy a carbon, then me'ila is lost. It's not subject to Me'ila anymore. The Yesh Lomar, the Adayin Kedusha Rishona, Gamkin Allah. Maybe you say no. The Kedusha, maybe the Chiluk is, if you're Makdish something directly, Kedushas Mizbeach, so that doesn't have Me'ila. It never was, and it never is. But maybe, if it has Kedushas Bedek Habayis, then you buy a carbon, maybe you wouldn't say that. Maybe it keeps it. Maybe that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Adayin Kedusha Rishona, Gamkin Allah, the Isbe Me'ila. The Neima Kain, Ika Sula Ayain, Iyia Bebehemazu Din Moal Achamoel. What about the other Allahs of Me'ila? We know if somebody gets benefit from a Kedushas Haguf item of the Beis HaMikdash, we say Yesh Moel Acher Moel. Even though usually after Me'ila, the item loses its Kedusha and becomes Chulin, there are exceptions to the rule. Klishares, a behema, Tekiva, the Mitzah Kedushas Haguf Ba'akum, Les Be Me'ila, Rach Mitzah Kedushas Bedek Habayis. But in this case, where it started off with Kedushas Bedek Habayis, then it becomes Kedushas Haguf, and therefore it only is subject to Me'ila because of the Kedushas Bedek Habayis, Shebo, that started it. So would you say here that there's Me'ila Acha Me'ila? Imkein Ha'ein Mo'al Acha Mo'al Bebedek Habayis V'yozim Estavar D'Las Be'Kla Me'ila. Right? And maybe there shouldn't be Me'ila V'Nedameo Be'emes L'Ha De'ein Mo'al Acha Mo'al Bebedek Habayis. Okay, maybe there wouldn't be Me'ila, he assumes, in this case, even though it changed to Kedushas Aguf, but you wouldn't be able to do it more than once because it only has that because of the Bedek Habayis status. Fascinating questions, like a Minchas Chinuch type of question there in today's Sfas Emes. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Nusugya. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol lo saseh sheba Torah. Every lo saseh. Again, question about the little words of the Gersos here, but we'll go with our Gersa. Kol lo saseh sheba Torah. Asaba maisa chayev lo asaba maisa pater. You're only chayev malchus for a lav sheyesh bo maisa. If you don't have a maisa, then you are going to be pater. What's the makar for this? What's the makar for this? Alav Shema Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. So Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud quotes the Gemara in Makos. The Yad Ramah says it's not the Maskana there. But Rashi quotes, interesting why Rashi quotes this, Ein Lokan Alav Mi Im Lo Tishmar La Asos, the Gomer, Tifla Hashem Es Bakoscha, right, quotes the Gemara in Makos Daf Yud Gimel, where it says Im Lo Tishmar La Asos. If you look in the Yad Ramah, the other Ma there in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, says, why is Rashi quoting that? That's not the Maskan of the Gemara there. The Maskan of the Gemara is, more famously, what is it known as? Dumya, the Lav de Chasima. Right, the Lav of Chasima, the Lav of muzzling, is written right next to, in Parshas Kiseitse, the Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, the Makar for Malchus, and therefore we say, Malchus is only by a Lav that's similar to the Lav of muzzling. A Lav of muzzling is a Lav Sheish Pamaisa. A Lav of muzzling is not a Lav Anita Glase. A Lav of muzzling is not Lav Shanitan, Lav Sharaz Mises Bezdin. Right, a Lav of muzzling are all of these unique halachas of most lavim, and therefore that's the makar here, that it has to be a lav sheyish b'maisa dumya dilav dechasima. So the Gemara says, is this really true? You only get malchus for a lav sheyish b'maisa. Many questions. V'klalahu dilav sheyish b'maisa pater. You're pater for a lav sheyish b'maisa. V'harei meimir. What about our case? What about tmura? The first mishnah, our mishnah says you get malchus for tmura. Are you doing a maisa? Lav she'ema maisa huvalaki. You get malchus. Ditznan, our mishnah says. Lo shu rashay lo hamir l'shem heimir mumar v'sofekis arbam. Our mishnah says you get malchus. This is a lav she'ema maisa. So the Gemara first answers and says, okay, amalecha rav, hamani Rabbi Yehudahi, thamar lav she'ema maisa lo kana lav. Maybe our shita, our mishnah is reflecting Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that you do get malchus for a lav she'ema maisa. Says the Gemara, really? Can we really learn our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? We already said on yesterday's daf that the Hakol includes Yoresh and therefore is against Rabbi Yehuda. Diktoni Hakol Meimirin Hakol Asuye Mayl Asuye Yoresh Udalok Rabbi Yehuda. So our Mishnah, who is it like? Rabbi Yehuda or not? Answer: Haitana Savala Kalasi Bechada holds like our, maybe the author of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one aspect, the lav she'ein b'maisa lokin alav, upalagalei b'chada, t'ilu Rabbi Yehuda savar yorish eno somech yorish eno meimir, v'tana didan savar yorish somech yorish meimir. Maybe our Tana is not like Rabbi Yehuda exactly, but he holds like him, partly holds like him by lav she'ein b'maisa, does not hold like him by yorish meimir and yorish somech. First possibility, first version of the Gemara. Tosas here, the Shidu Kabetzas here, wonder, the Gemara could have asked other Averos, not just Tamura. Obviously, the context of our Gemara is Tamura. But Tosas says, V'yim Tomar, Amaylo Parech Hachanami Bimoti Shemra, Ve'edim Zomamin, the Lav Shema Maisa Velaki. Right, those are also Lav Shema Maisa, it's just words, and you still got Malkus. Answers Tosvos, V'yesh Lomar, De Loboy Lamifrach Mehani, if the Torah says mefurish that you get malchus, the Gemara's not going to ask about that. Because those are obviously then exceptions to the rule. Right? The Gemara's only asking from a lo saseh, which is not mefurish malchus in the Torah, but we learn it, so we're asking, maybe it shouldn't be. But if the Torah says you get malchus by Moshe Shema, but Yisru oso, and Eden Zomin is kilu, it says mefurish, so that's why it doesn't ask it from those two. The Brisker Rav here, he says it as a different answer, but maybe that's what Tosas is trying to say. The Brisker Rav says, maybe there's a lumdus. Maybe there's a difference between the Malkus of Moti Shemra and Edom Zomamin and other Malkus. What's the context of the Gemara? Do you get Malkus for the generic Azhara that was done? Every time the Torah says lo, so you're going to get Malkus for that. And that's where, maybe, if it's not a Maisa, maybe, if it's not a Maisa, you're not going to get Malkus. Suggest the Brisker Rav, maybe when it comes to these two, the Malkus is inherent to the Avera. It's not just a generic Malkus for a lo saseh. It's part of the special din of Moti Shemra and Edom Zomin that you're going to get Malkus. Maybe that's what Tosas means by saying it's Mefurish, it's Ksibuhu Malkus Vatora. Again, the great Brisker Rav, I don't think, says it in this way, but says the Brisker Rav, Venera Diesh, oh, that's the Grizz right here in the Torah Daf Gimel. Venera O Diesh La Yain. Hadalaki, Im Hadalaki, Moti Shemra, Nischadesh Din Malkus Al Hotsaas Shemra. Ella dahad ain onchin elam kein masirin. The alzeh amrinan das harz ba de shemer whom he lo teilech rachil. Ubeemes came istaver im amrinan de ain po lav miyuchad ki im alav de lo teilech rachil da alma the general lav of lashon hara. You're not going to get malchus for that. But Moti Shemra's malchus is why mishum de nischadesh dal hotzas shemra loke. It's part of the din of Moti Shemra, not based on the ashara of Lo Selech Rachil, and that answers Tosis Iskasha. Tahasam, over there, normally, Ein Malkus Alaviris Halav, El Dechidish Din Hu Delokim Shemotza Shemra. And then he says the same thing, V'chein Din Edom Zomamin, Gamkin, Ein Malkus Al Ha'averos Halav Delo Sa'ane, Delo Gam Al Achasha Isa Halav. When we come Malkamein Aloke, you only get Malkus for Hazama, not Achasha. And Achasha, you're also subject to the same Lav. V'yakarchach is a special Din Bahazama, and therefore, it is different. It's not the general din of Malkus for a lo sase. Important Brisker Rav. Good. So that is part one. Then we continue part two. Amar of Edi Bar Avin, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Shem of Yosi Galili. Or right, the other Gersos, the different names. Kolos Asesha Batorah, Asa B'maisa, Loka, Asa B'maisa Pater. Same thing, but here, the Gemara quotes three exceptions. Chutz, minishba, umeimir, umakala chaver b'shem. You always get malchus, you always in a maisa, except for these three, which the Gemara seems to say. Avlish loss on maisa chayev. These three, even though they're lafshayim b'maisa, nishba, meimir, that's the one for us, umakala chaver b'shem, those three are not going to get, are going to get malchus, even though no maisa. Mishub Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Amru, one more, af hamaktim truma lebikurim. Also, being mafrish the matanos kuhuna out of order. Maktim truma lebikurim is also an avera. Right? That's the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The Sefer Losas say, the Sefer Achinuch discusses this in mitzvah ayin beis. Shalol lahaktim chukei hatvuos. Sefer Losas say, interesting that it's in here, right? You wouldn't think that, right? Nishba, Meimer, Makala, Chaver, B'Shem, those are pretty serious. But here, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina adds on one more. Shalom Naktim, says the Chinuch, Shalom Naktim, Chuki, Atfuah, Ksasam, Al Ksasam. Elosh, Notiyim, Beseder. We have to do it in the proper order. You can't just get things done in mitzvos. A lot of them have to do with a specific order. Ubir Inyan, Shachita, Kishet, Tudashu, Tenakehu, Tevel. Upirs tevel tvuah shlo husrima, and the chiyav is lotsemi mena tchila truma gedola umena torah afilu chita achas v'der asakri chamam shalchel mechamishim, and then whatever's left you get ma'aser rishon, and then ma'aser sheni goes through, and then trumas ma'aser is given from that v'alze aseder anu chayavim shadafrish b'tvuah chalakim eila. You have to give these chalakim malayascha v'demacha. Lo sa'acher. You have to do it in order. And then he quotes earlier, obviously, that the bikurim has to be even before truma. Mishar she'a mitzvah explains the chinuch, ki behe'asos hadvarim al sidron, lo yavobim irbu v'hatos. You're not going to get confused, mixed up, and wonder about percentages. Uksheino nasim ken yehe hatos nimsa bohem tamid. Trumas and maestras are davar gadol bikiyum hadas. And therefore, Hashem says you have to be in order and know exactly what you're doing and what you're giving. And it applies to Zacharim and Akevas and Eretz Yisrael, obviously. And the if you violate this, so then the Chinuch says that the Chinuch paskens that you don't get Malchus. Even the Rebbe Rabbi Chanina holds that you do get Malchus. Good. Rabbeinu Gerushim says it must be here that you were mafresh b'machshava, because if you actually took off, then that would be a maisa. Must be that you were mafresh b'machshava. And ma'i nasan eina b'tzadzeh, did you say anything? Did you just think it? Right? Question. Good. There is a machlokes, and we've quoted this in the past, whenever lav she'eish b'maisa comes up, lav she'eish b'maisa, machlokes, Rambam, Magen Mishnah, Raivin. The Chinuch writes in many places, in mitzvah tzadi dalet, in mitzvah shin mem hei, shin mem vav, reish mem aleph, shin mem dalet, that if it's possible to do an Aveira without a Maisa, that even if you do a Maisa, that's going to be called a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. The Chinuch says this by the mitzvah of Nekama. That's what we often quote this from. The mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, you're not going to get Malchus for Nekama, even if you did a Maisa, because it's possible to do it without a Maisa. Apo Bisha Asa Bo Shu Maisa, Eino Lokal Lav Mipnei Kein, Mipnei Bikivan She'ef Sher Lav Ar Alala Beli Maisa, V'tizkar Davar Zeba Kulan, Ki Davar Barar Hu, Ein Sarach L'Shanos M'Mokam Acher. I don't have to explain this. He does. Right, he does explain it in many places. Chinuch, but that's Reish Mem Gimel. If you want to look up it later, this time we'll quote also from Shin Mem Dalid, Shin Mem Hei, right, back in the end of Bichukosai, the Isser of working in Eved Ivri. The work in Eved Ivri in Avodas Bizayon. Right? So that's an Isser Daraisa. Shlonavod Eved Ivri, Bavodas Yishba Bizayon Gadol, Vahachna'a. Shederach Lavod came to Eved Kanani. And after doing that, he says, even though you did an action with an avoda bizuya, still, you're not going to get malchus because it's possible to do this without an avera. Or not to sell an Eved Ivri al Eved Hamekach. Same thing, right? You're not going to get malchus for it because it's efshar to do it without an avera, without a maisa. Again, many different cases. So that's the chinuch shita. There's a little steer in the chinuch. The chinuch does say, and the mitzvah by Rabbi Yimatze, right? Back in mitzvah tes and yud aleph, that you get malchus if you did a maisa. So that's a big steer that the Achron and the Shar HaMelech and others point out. When I thought the chinuch says, if you can do it without a maisa, you never get malchus. Maybe by Rabbi Yimatze has to be something different. Has to be something different because he says most of the time he says otherwise, that it's not going to get Malchus. The Magen Mishnah in the Das HaRambam holds the opposite shita. The Rambam discusses in Schirus, the Rambam in Hilcha Schirus, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis, the Isser of muzzling, as we were just talking about. that one is not allowed to muzzle their animal. And if somebody muzzles their animal, they're going to get malchus. And then the Rambam adds, what happens if you do chasima with your voice, right? If you do chasima with your voice, right? You yell at the animal so it doesn't eat. Even chasima v'kol, you are going to get malchus. If the animal is about to eat, then I go, hey, wait, right? And I don't let the animal eat, so then it's going to get malchus. The Magen Mishnah says there, why is that? Why are you going to get malchus? Even isn't it a glav she'ein bo maisa? So the Chinuch says, Aval dibur she'ein balacha maisa lo umeimer dome hu v'chasima v'lav she'ish bo maisa sharei de dibur nitfeses habeima v'kdusha v'chulu v'rabeinu kasav. He quotes here, the efshar hayali lomar, shekol lav, she'i efshar bo maisa, ela dibur, she'ena dibur kari maisa. If it's impossible to do the aveira with a maisa, so then it is going to be a, right, so again, lo halav she'i efshar bo maisa, ela dibur, that's a lav she'en bo maisa, if you have to do it through dibur. Aval chasima, kivan she'yeshna bo maisa gamor, afa chasima b'kol, he kemaisa. Right, and then it's considered a maisa because you could have done it with a maisa. The Alvi Sheva Gemara Khan Rai Ladvar Rabbi Yochanan and Meimer fully continues. You have to be miyashiv besugi sagamar. But that's the opposite, right? If it's possible to do it with a maisa, then it's lav sheish b'maisa. Even if you didn't do it with a maisa, and then you have some other rishonim in Maseches Bamitzia that it depends how you did it. If you did a maisa, so you get malchus. If not, not. Okay, big topic. We'll have to leave it for now. So now let's talk about these three exceptions. Rabbi Yochanan says that. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, these three exceptions, Nishba, Meimer, Makal, Chaver, B'Shem, even though there's no Maisa, you get to get Malchus. Good. Nishba, Minalon, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Meir, Amar, Kro, Kilo, Yinakeh, Hashem, Esa, She, Yisa, Shmo, Lashov. Pasuk in the Aseret Sedibros, by Lo Sisa. Hashem will not cleanse you, that who bears his name in vain. Bezdin, Shalmala. Ein menakinoso, bezin shalmala will not cleanse him. Avol bezin shalmata malkinoso umenakinoso. But the drush is that Hashem won't cleanse him, but bezin shalmata will give him malchus, and he will be cleansed through that punishment. As we know, onshim are also kapara. Amalei Rabbah Abaya ve'emalotevei lenikias klal. How do you know that's what it means? Maybe it means that you're not going to have any lo yinakeh, even bezin shalmata. So amalei yimkin lift up lo yinakeh. So just say he can't be cleansed. V'lishtok Hashem lamali. Why do you say lo yinakeh Hashem? Bezin shalmala hu dein manakinoso ava mezin shalmata malke manakinoso. So we darshan, because it says he can't be cleansed with Hashem, that means bezin shalmala. Bezin shalmata will give him malchus and then cleanse him. That's for shvua, that's for nishba, so you can get malchus there. The Rambam has an unusual shita, but again, the Ravid argues and others. The Rambam says, when he quotes this halacha, very much should be made famous. More Rambam. It's Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph Avilcha Shvuos. The Rambam says, Afapi Sheloke Hanishpa Lashav O Lasheker. We'll get to that soon. Even though somebody who swears Lashav O Lasheker, the difference is Lashav, meaningless. You swear a table is a table, you swear a table is a chair. O Lasheker, or you lie, or I will eat something, I didn't eat something, even though you get malchus for that. Maybe carbon, even though there is a punishment, malchus or carbon, ein miskaper bohen avon ashvua kulo. There's not a full kapara for an avon shvua. Shenemar lo yinake Hashem. Ein laze nikayon midin shamayim. Asha yifra mimenu al Hashem agadol shechilel. Shenemar vechilal te Hashem alokecha ni Hashem. Lefichach, tzarech adam lihizaher me avon ze yeser mikol ha'averis. That's the Rambam. Wow. Got to be very careful because you can't really get kapara. Ask the Ravid. Our Gemara says you can't get kapara. Our Gemara says that you can have Nikias, Bezer Shalmata, Amr Avram, Baray Amru, right? I quote the word in Shvuas, also Bezer Shalmata, Malkinoso, and you get Nikias. Says the Kesavisha, says the Radvaz, they both do the same thing. For the Shvua Avera per se, you could get Kapara and Nikayon. But for the Chil Hashem aspect of saying Shem Hashem Lashav, so that is not. Says the, I'll read it from the Radvaz. Umash ani sover b'das Rabbeinu, ki yesh b'svu ha-shav, o sheker, onesh shvua, va onesh chilul Hashem. Ume onesh hashvua bezdin shalmata menakinoso, aval onesh chilul Hashem ein bezdin yecholon lenakoso, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra. V'zeh mevuar bilshono, that's what is clear from his lashon. So that's a pretty scary avera of shvua of lo yinakeh of lo sisa. Now let's continue and then maybe we'll get back to that in the Aseres HaDibros. Ashkechan shvua shav, I understand you have this makar by shvua shav. Which we discussed, Rambam beginning of Hilchos Shavuot discusses what exactly is Shvua Shav, what exactly is Shvua Sheker. Again, we discussed that at length back in Shvuos, but the Rambam says there are four types of Shvuos. Shvuas Bitui, Shvua Shav, Shvuas HaPikaton, and Shvuas HaEdus. Right, Shvuas HaEdus is the fourth paragraph of Shvuos, that you swear that you don't know no testimony, Shvuas HaPikaton, you swear about somebody's money, Shvuas Shav, and Shvuas Bitui. What's Bitui? Bitui is, again, it's, the Rambam says, they're all split up into four. Shvuas Bitui is two things, I will eat, I won't eat, I did eat, I didn't eat, right? That's Shvuas Bitui. Efshar la'asosan v'chulu, and then Shvuas Shav, the Rambam has four categories of Shvuas Shav, right? Nishpa al adavar hayadua she'eino kein. I swear a table is a chair is a table, a man is a woman is a man. Number two, I swear on adavar yadua that it is true. I swear that the rock is a rock. They're both Shvuas Shav. Number three, I swear Levat Lasa Mitzvah. And number four, I swear on something that is impossible to do. I swear I won't sleep for a week. I swear I won't eat for a week. B'chulu, those are the Shvuas Shavs. So, Ashka Shvuas Shav, Shvuas Sheker Min Allah, how do I know Shvuas Sheker? Also has these halachos. And you get Malkus, even though it's Lashem O'Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan, Dite Amar, Lashav, Lashav, Shnei Pa'amim, Imenu Inyin L'Shvuas Shav, Inyin L'Shvuas Sheker Diloka. So, we included in the word, extra word, Lashav. Maskal, Rabbi Avo, Shvuas Sheker, Hechi Dami, what's the case of Shvuas Sheker that we're talking about? Inema, again, Shvuas Sheker, according to the Rambam, is an example of Shvuas Bitui. Inema, Da Amar, Shalom, Ochel, V'Achal. Or the case where somebody says, I swear I won't eat, and he eats. So then, that's not an exception to the rule of Lav Shein Ba Maisa, Hasam Hu Maisa Avad. Somebody swears he won't eat and he eats, isn't that a Lav Shein Ba Maisa? Ela Da'amar, the opposite. It must be She'ochel V'lo Achal. So it must be the case, where's the case that the Chiddush is eating a Malkus where he says, I swear I will eat and he didn't eat? So Ahu Milaki, are you going to get Malkus for that? But didn't we learn? If somebody swears they're going to eat something, they're going to eat this cookie and they don't. So, you don't get Malkus for that. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Lakish, Amri Ein Aloke. Why? One of two reasons. Rabbi Yochanan, Amri Ein Aloke. V'lav Shein B'Maisa, Hu. V'chol Lav Shein B'Maisa, Ein Loke. And I love, good, because when you violate, you're not doing a Maisa. V'Rish Lakish, Amri Ein Aloke, Mishum, Dehavi Lehasra Safik. V'chol Hasra Safik, Ein Loke, and I love. Hasra Safik. What's Hasra Safik? Where you give the Hasra, and even after you give the Hasra, there are reasons that he might be putter. Right? You're not sure who somebody's father is, and he hits his father. Don't hit your father. But you don't know who the father is. Here, you don't know if he's, you swear, you better eat it. But he still has time, he still has time, he still has time, and then he might forget at the end. So, Hasra Safik, either way, you're not gonna get Malkus. Said, this can't be the case of Shvuas Sheker that you're going to get Malkus for. So again, if you swear I won't eat it, then you do eat it. That's a law of Sheyesh B'Maisa. If you say I will eat it and I don't eat it, so then you're not going to get Malkus for that. So what's the case? So Ela Amar Rabbi Avo Tehei Ba'achalti V'lo Achalti. So it must be the other way, the past, right? The four cases. I will, I won't. Those don't work. So it has to be I did or I didn't. So the second that a person swears about the past, so that's the case. That's going to be a lav shein b'maisa that you're going to have malchus for. So the Gemara says, "Amayishna dekamar be'achalti v'lo achalti me'ochem v'lo achal." What's the difference between the past and the future? Why would one get malchus and one not get malchus? Right? If the one in the future is a lav shein b'maisa, you're not going to get malchus for. So why in the past should you get malchus for? Amarava befeirshiv satora sheker dom elashav. Because it's a special din. That's the inclusion of the Torah. But you only compare the sheker as the one similar to lashav. Ma'ashav l'sha'avar, av'sheker l'sha'avar. Just like the Shvua Shav is about the past, the table's already a table, the person's already a person, and I swear about it, so too the sheker that's going to get Malkus is the one that is similar to la'shav. Good. Eser b'yirmiyah Rabbi Avahu, but let me ask you, so again, we had these are the exceptions to the rule. Shvuas Shav, and on the bottom we have the other exceptions to the rule. Shvuas Shav and Meimir and Nishba Meimir and Mekala Chaveir B'Shem. We'll get back to that in the other ones soon. But first, Eisvei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Avo Shvuas Shelo Ochal Kikar Zu. Shvuas Shelo Ochlena. Shvuas I won't eat it. I won't eat it. Shvuas Shelo Ochlena. If I say that three times, I swear I won't eat it if I say it three times. I'm only chayv one, because once I swore the first time I won't eat it, I'm already mushba v'yomei. So you can't make it more usser. So you're only going to be chayv one. V'zuish was bitui shechayav and alzona malchus l'shigas hakarban ola v'yorid. That's the shvua that you're going to be chayav for, chayav malchus for, and the karban, and the shogig ola v'yorid, as we know. So that's one of the few ola v'yorids. So zui l'mutei mai, what is that excluding? This is when you're chayav malchus. Lav l'mutei achadi v'lo achadi lo laki, is then excluding our case. This is the case that you're chayav malchus for. If he says, I swear I won't eat something and I eat it, but you're not going to get malchus for the past. So Gemara says, lo, zui, the zui is not excluding the malchus side of it, it's excluding the carbon side of it. Zui dal shigagasa maisi carbon, aval achalti v'lo achalti lo maisi carbon. Umani Rabbi Shmuel, it is referred to Rabbi Shmuel that you're not going to bring a carbon on the past. You're for sure going to get malchus, like Rabbi Shmuel Shita that we know from Masech HaShvuos. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Dema Seifa, what about the Seifa of that Brisa? Says the Brisa, Zui Shvua Shav Shechayev and Alzona Makos HaShigasa Pater. This is the Shvua Shav, right? The Gemara Rashi quotes the first part of what is being referred to there, that this is the Shvua Shav that you are going to be chayev for malchus, and you're not going to bring a carbon for the shogeg. Zui lemute mai. So what is that? That's not talking about carbon. That's just malchus. So la lemute achadiv lo achadiv lo laki. Isn't that excluding our case of malchus? Where it says again, no. Lo zui dal shegasa patumi carbon. Aval achalti v'lo achalti maisi carbon. Umani Rabbi Akivi. The Rambam being carbon l'shavar. No, maybe it's again excluding the carbon part of it. This is where you're going to be patur on the carbon, but other cases you'd be chayev on the carbon. Like Rabbi Akiva, Va'amid Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, but then you just say the Reisha Rabbi Yishmael Shita, again, about the Chi of Carbon on the past or not, so Elamid is Rabbi Akiva, Reisha Nami Rabbi Akiva. Okay, fine. The whole thing is Rabbi Akiva. Aye, what about the Reisha? The Reisha, Lav Lem Ute Achalti V'lo Achalti, it's not excluding that case from Malchus. Elam Ute Ocha V'lo Ochal, it's excluding the future case from Malchus. If I say, I will eat it, then I don't eat it. That's what does not have Malchus. Umayshna, why do you need a, why do you learn it like that? Mishum dekoy v'lahaba, mimay lahaba. If you're talking about future cases, so it makes sense to exclude a future case. Koy v'lahaba, mimay l'sha'avar. You wouldn't exclude the avar case, and therefore, we have defended our case. So what's the case of lav she'en bo maysa lokin alav by shvua? The case where you take a shvua about the past. Take shvua about the past, that you say, I ate something, I didn't eat something, that's going to be where you are going to be chayef. Good. Umeimir, we continue. Omale Rabbi Yochanan, Latana, Lotisni Umeimir. Don't put Meimir on this list. Bishum dibiduro asa maisa. Meimir is not a lav she'en bo maysa. Right? Meimir is lav she'ish, not a lav she'en bo maysa, it's lav she'ish bo maysa. Why? Dibiduro asa maysa. Because you accomplish something with your words. You have effect a chalos with your words. Dibiduro asa maysa. Rashi, to be diburo asa maisa she'ose michulin kachim, or you're makdish something. That's a maisa. Halachically, that's a maisa, and therefore it is not an exception to the rule. It is a rule. It's part of the lav sheish ba maisa lokan alav. And that's why the Achronim wonder on the Rambam. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam shouldn't quote this as an exception. But if you look in the Rambam, we read it last time. The first Rambam in Hilchos Temura, the Rambam says that this is an exception to the rule. The Rambam says, Right, and then the Rambam goes into, that's what we read last time. Why should you? Isn't it a lav anita glase? But the Rambam also says, a lav she'en bo maysa, you get malchus for it. But the Rambam, for some reason, does not quote this shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it is a lav she'ish bo maysa. Let's just do a little bit more. A makal of chavira b'shem, if one is makal their friend with shem Hashem. Machlok es rishonim, Rashi here, the Ravid holds the actual shem Hashem. Actual shem Hashem, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, chav of gimel, even with kinuyim, even with a kinuy, lav dafka shem Hashem. Discussion. Minala, and how do I know? Amar Rabbi Lazar Raboshi, Amar Kra, Imo Tishmar, Viksiv, Hifla Hashem, Es Makoscha. Hafla Zuini Yodea Mao, I don't know what the Hifla means, because you omer, Vipilo Hashofit, Vikolafanav, Havi Omer, Hafla Zu Malkus, Hafla is Malkus, and he just spoke, right next to that was, Shem, Imo Tishmar. Amar Afilu Shvuas MS, even a Shuas MS is going to get Malchus. No, Shuas Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneim. Sometimes you have to take a Shvua. Right, the Rambam even holds, and we'll talk more about this last time, the Rambam even holds Mitzvah Zayin, Asay Zayin, there's a separate Mitzvah Asay. The Ramban is not happy about it. But the Rambam and Mitzvah Zayin, very early in the count, Shetzivanu Lihi Shava Bishmo. Ubishmo Tishaveya. There's a Mitzvah. I'm talking about what type of mitzvah that is. But either way, so the Gemara says, you're right, Shua Zem Tia Bei Shneim, so it can't be that there's going to be a problem taking that Shua. Says the Gemara, Amar, Hani Mila, Lafayis is Chaveiro, maybe only, Lafayis your friend, you know, you are allowed to do it, Avol Milka Laki, but still, there will be Malchus. Lo Matzaz Amrit, Dehaksiv, Uvishmo Tishaveya. No, it can't be. It says, Uvishmo Tishaveya, right? So it can't just be that you're doing it so your friend isn't Tovea Yumamon, but you're going to, but you're allowed to do it. No, Vishmo Tishaveya. Rashi, Deshvuas MS, Shar Yelam Avid, right? It's mutter to do, and therefore, it can't be that it's a problem. So the Gemara then says, Homi Barlei, look at the Rav. Maybe that line is only about Rav. How do we know? Rav says you can make a shua to be mizaris yourself to do mitzvos. So you see that you're allowed to make a shua maybe only for that. So the Gemara says, no, haksiv karachrida. That's based on a different pasuk. Uvos tidbach uvishmo tishaveya. Right? It's a separate din. And elamai asa, lamakaz chavir b'shem. So what must be the Pasuk coming to teach me, Makalas Chaver B'Shem, that's going to be the case that one is going to get Malchus for. Okay, I'll stop here with the Ema, and we will continue next time.